Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Oh, so Fig, you want to make sure that Funky Friday still comes through. I see
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see you. It's a Funky Friday. It is a Friday just period, so that feels great. And also, happy DJ Screw Day, because it is June 27th. Not 29th, as I kind of weirdly slipped earlier. I don't know where that came from. But I hope you're enjoying your day. Nonetheless, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm excited, because I am interested to hear from the fellas of the drive later. And I mean, obviously, when we hand this thing over in about an hour, because those guys are out at Traverse City, Michigan, and I just want to hear, like, I want to hear if, like, there's a difference in the way that they talk after playing all the golf.
Are they talking like this? The golfers are on the course?
They've already played, what, like, two rounds of golf?
Had to have.
And they still got, like, three more rounds on the weekend.
Better
They're having a blast out there.
Although not there, because there's a tournament, but nearby.
Really?
Yeah, they might have. I think there's a tournament there this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did not check out that. I'm just over here being jealous, point blank, period.
Maybe not.
We were talking a little bit about Alvin's own, Nolan Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, because obviously we were talking about him like being embodying kind of Houston in some ways. And it is funny that he really is identified with the Astros. He's also identified with the Rangers still very much. Mm-hmm. But if you were to pick two teams that you would identify him by, like outside of just like the cultural impact, would it not be the then California Angels,
yes,
right, with the amount of time he spent there and kind of the magnitude of his play? And then also, although he did not impact it as much, wouldn't it also be with that Mets team that won the World Series? What year was it again?
1969. Sister Mary Ambrose rolled a TV into our classroom in first grade, and she was a Baltimore native and watched the Mets and the Orioles. That's what we did in first grade during the World Series. And it's a core memory, obviously. Like, I was a baby, and I just remember watching the Mets and the Orioles in 1969.
So where do you identify him as an Astro?
Well, that's what Reggie's talking about, and he's 100% right. He will be remembered as an Astro and a Ranger, but he played just as long and probably had a better career with the California Angels. I mean, I think he had three or four no-hitters with California.
It's crazy you could say that with such casual.
Yeah.
Yes. What a man Nolan Ryan is.
I was looking at his numbers in 1974. He threw 332 innings. 332 innings in 1974.
Somebody getting fired if they do that type of stuff in 2025.
I told Reggie, I said, that's when men were men and arms were rubber.
And we're here just like, we're like, yeah, Hunter, seven is good. Thank you.
Now
you got 93 pitches.
You got people like the Tampa Bay Rays now that would take you out if you got a perfect game.
They have openers.
They'd take you out in the sixth inning.
Yeah.
Even with a perfect game.
That's right. Cool. Yeah, Kevin Cash probably still not living that particular one down from the World Series a few years back. All right, I mean, I mentioned Hunter Brown. Obviously, he got a victory yesterday for the Astros to secure a sweep against the Phillies and move on to the second part of this interesting homestand. This time, the second part is against the Cubs. Going to be a team that comes in as a better offensive team, and obviously a return of a couple of familiar faces with Kyle Tucker and Ryan Presley. But before we get there, Hunter Brown also helped you get to the numerical halfway point of the season, 81 games down. And I like these moments because they offer an opportunity to reflect. And so let's do a little bit of that. What for you has been one of, if not the biggest surprises with the Astros in this first half of the season?
I think biggest surprise would probably be Cam Smith just being seamless out there and growing. Maybe Jeremy Pena reaching an all-star level. One of those two. For sure. And because the bullpen was a little bit of a surprise, but we had confidence.
I had confidence in the bullpen. I can't claim that. Yeah. I'd be lying if I did that, but yeah. I'm very happy to be wrong in the regard, or at least wrong to have had my concerns in this instance. But yeah, the bullpen has been, that for me has absolutely been one of, if not the biggest things, because it has been, it's been huge in helping you continue to get through where you're going through, especially as you've had to have more of these guys that maybe only go five as opposed to six or seven, like your guys typically will go, especially Hunter Brown and such.
These guys, Jake Myers.
Yeah. Jake Myers, who he hit cleanup, or was he hit cleanup a couple days ago. That's been huge. So you said Cam Smith is where you go.
Cam Smith, because you know it was a long shot that he was even going to make the squad.
But doesn't that feel weird to put him in that place, especially considering how much we were drinking the Kool-Aid in spring?
Well, we were drinking the Kool-Aid, but we were also wondering up until it happened if it was actually going to be if he was actually going to be on the squad. And then once he's here, we were talking about, look, there's going to be some bad moments. There's going to be some long stretches, and you know, he started maybe not awesome, but a little slow. And then now he's not only, you know, playing well and coming up with some big hits, he's playing great right field. I mean, he's playing good outfield. And so that's a little bit of a surprise. And then Jeremy Peña is he not, you know, what is he, how is he going to be able to be the guy that can take it to another level like he did before? He is that guy.
Yeah. Now he's added another surprise, which is switching his agent to the point where now we're considering how long are you going to have Jeremy Peña, which was a question that we weren't asking before. That actually brings me back to, I was talking about Hunter Brown and confessions and how I think that, like, I'm now convinced, and I don't know how wild this feels to you, that he's going to be one of those, like, this kind of guy, maybe not specifically this guy, but this kind of guy where you're talking about him as an ace type pitcher for a decade, like one of those types of guys. And someone on the text line, and I understand where they were coming from, was like, it made them mad to hear that. And I was like, ooh, what do you mean? And it was because they feel like Hunter Brown ends up leaving just like a lot of the other stars the Astros have let walk. Now, one, how do you feel about that? And two, because, I mean, you still have 3 years of arbitration, 3 years of control. I don't know for certain that that's the way that this goes. However, I can understand that being a concern now, especially with the way that he's dealing.
I frankly... What makes you think it won't? It shouldn't be a concern. I mean, let's go down the list. You know, let's go down the list of players that we're like, they'll never get rid of Carlos Correa. They'll never get rid of George Springer. No, they'll never get Kyle Tucker walk. Neither Bregman. Bregman's the heart and soul. And Fromber, of course, you got to keep Fromber. You know, what makes you think that it's not? It shouldn't at least be a concern. And I'm not talking about like just you specifically. Like this has got to be a concern down the road.
It's funny because, though, like, you're right. Like, this is a concern. I understand that, and that Texter's frustration. It's wild that we get to be here again. Because, I mean, earlier on in the offseason, and as we're warming up to the season, we're talking about, when is the window closing? Is it closing? And we're now in a place where, like, are you going to continue to keep these guys that are playing really well and continue to push things forward? Like, a great credit and a surprise for me is just how well Joe Espada has been. You know, I returned to Houston knowing that Joe Espada is embattled, right, coming in. Like, there's a lot of people that think Joe Espada should not be the man with that particular situation. There's questions of him up and down. I have been amazed at how well he's been able to navigate the incredible obstacles that have popped up with this team when it comes to injuries all over the place, when it comes to, like, individuals not hitting well, and some of the guys that are hitting well being ones that make your decisions tough. I mean, again, Jake Myers has climbed the batting order, and it feels like every time it's been about the right moment, right? There's been instances where you're like, ooh, should you move him up to that place? And he's continued to deliver. Like, what is there to be said now about what Joe Espada has done? Like, it feels like you got to give him all the credit in the world.
How can he not be at the top or near the top of Manager of the Year? When you look at the stuff that he's manipulated and managed, it should be almost like he and another, you know, couple at most are the finalists or in the race. You go back, first of all, clearly a part of the Cam Smith decision, managing to get, you know, I know this general manager, but managing on the field players like, you know, that are reaching another level. Jake Myers, we mentioned him. Jeremy Peña, we mentioned him. The way he's handled the bullpen, the way he's, number one thing that he's done is the way he has managed this squad with just an almost unfair number of injuries. and still being able to keep this team going. It's crazy.
And mind you, this is a team that, again, as we've talked about, I don't want to say running away because that feels almost jinx-like, but has
very been control.
Really in good control is a great way of putting it. Thank mm-hmm. you. Of the AL West, a good 6.5 game lead there. But then also they have the second best record in all of the AL. And they do this, and they're not going to have a starter in the AL or in the All-Star game.
Yeah, that we have passed the threshold. It's now no Astros are going to even be considered at this point as starters.
Right, we've reached the second phase. Yeah. We've got All-Star finalists. That came down yesterday evening after phase one of voting closed. And the places where you thought maybe you might get a guy, shortstop, Jacob Wilson and Bobby Witt Jr. are the guys that are going to be contending there. Maybe third base, Alex Bregman, familiar face, and Jose Ramirez of Cleveland are going to be contending there. I mean, outfield, Riley Green, Javi Baez, which that one feels like it's absolutely earned, mm-hmm. Mike Trout, Stephen Kwan, all those guys are there. So, I mean, look, you keep coming around to all of it and you go, with a team of this caliber, you would imagine that, like, hell, the Tigers, right? You look at there and they've got 1, 2, 3 guys in this space. And you talk about, another team that is up there as well, like the Yankees. They have a couple of guys represented. The Astros, who are in that same class of team, they don't have any of these guys showing up here. And that's a testament to the ways that they've just been navigated really well all the way through it. And then I guess the biggest surprise for me, more than anything, is the quad A guys that have come in and had to do the job, because starting pitching has been a large part of what you've done here. And the likes of Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter and all the guys who have stepped up, even AJ Blueball, who had to do a little bit of something earlier. Mm-hmm. They've all stepped in and, done their part. And that's a lot to ask with what you've been able to do and maybe the lack of offense that you've been able to do put up there. You would think that your starting rotation would be much more robust, and it hasn't been per se necessarily mm-hmm. with the guys that have been in there, but they've gotten the job done.
And again, it does point back to the job that Joe Spada has done. I mean, there's a lot of potholes in the road. There have been a lot of potholes in the road, and being able to manipulate your way around them and still be comfortably in first place in the division and getting guys back, we have to mention that. We could see, and we may well hear about that any moment now.
Yes, that's a great point.
In terms of Lance McCullers Jr. Starting tomorrow's game, that has to come down at some point today, who the starter is going to be. And if he's healthy and he can add that third, big-time arm behind Fromber and Hunter Brown, then all of a sudden it gets better. Then Yordan, no confidence level really, but they keep saying the right things, and he's been out on the field.
Supposedly swung in the cages earlier in the week. So we'll see.
It's only going to get better.
Yeah, love to see some insight there. Earlier in the week, or actually yesterday, someone asked why Hunter Brown is called Diesel. And shout out to Leah Vaughn of the Houston Chronicle, mm-hmm. actually wrote a piece. Did you realize that he was called Diesel because this man drinks an absurd, or at least at the AAA level, an absurd amount of caffeine? Like energy drinks, mm-hmm. Fast Twitch, the Gatorade, high caffeine thing. Like that's how he gets himself ramped up for these games. Caffeine.
Not a surprise.
Like Diesel.
It looked like he was on that Diesel when the bench is cleared that one time.
Hey, starting pitchers a lot. Baseball players in general, but starting pitchers drink a lot of coffee before games. Like a lot of coffee. Back in the day, they used to do greenies, but that's a different time.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's so dear texter, I don't even remember who exactly.
At least his nickname is not Greeny.
Lots of caffeine. Red Bulls. Yeah. Those, things of that nature. So maybe if you want to be like Hunter Brown, drink a whole bunch of caffeine. Actually, that's probably not something
that's not good advice.
Actually, do not do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. What I will do, though, is we haven't done this in a little while. Turn it to the phone line because I believe right now Larry and Stafford is there. And I'm very intrigued to see what Larry has. Larry, what's popping, brother?
What's going on, Reggie, J-Lo, Figgy? Hey, it's Friday, man, so y'all know what time it is. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, so you might as well get you a glass of Hen and go and get it in, man. Look here, Reggie, this is why you got to keep an OG on your team, man. And I try to tell these boys, we got a lot of experience around this city. But when Lopez was talking about men being men back when Nolan Ryan was pitching and J.R. Richards and Joaquin Andujar and all them boys, See, that's when them brothers have them big afros and them mustaches, man, and they walked around looking like men and not in them old nut-hugging-ass jeans we see these boys wearing. And they could go out and throw 9, 10, 11 innings and then go to the club or go get them some food or something. And damn, they'll come back the next day and throw. Now you get these boys all broke up because they not eating real food no more. They putting all that stuff in that bottled water. And so now these boys falling apart. That's why I always say I'm glad I was born when I was born. I missed out on that money, but that's all right. I'm still around here doing what I'm enjoying doing, talking to you boys, man. My next thing, I did not need Pro Football Talk or anybody else on whatever app that y'all go to tell me that Bobby Slowick was ass. Y'all know how many fights? Y'all know how many fights I had to fight last season when everybody kept trying to tell me, well, C.J. Stroud is struggling and C.J. Stroud isn't as good as everybody said he was and C.J. Stroud has had a sophomore slump. I'd be damned. That wasn't no sophomore slump. That was Bobby Slowick as being the worst offensive coordinator and play calling in football. And when you're the 31st person or 32nd person, when you calling plays, running plays, and pass plays, and I can sit in the stands and tell you the same stuff, we knew your ass was causing our team to lose games because we should have went to Kansas City and put their ass in the dirt last year. But now... Not old Bobby. Old Bobby said, nah, we're going to put old Shaq Mason ass, who ain't played it for weeks, put his ass back in the lineup, and then we're going to let our running back try to run behind his ass. Bobby did a lot of stuff that pissed a lot of people off, man. And I can tell you, man, it wasn't about C.J. Stroud. It was about D'Amico Ryans allowing Bobby to be his friend and continue to call some of them dumbass plays, and we did not go where we were supposed to go. But now, moving on from that, you got rid of his ass, and then you got rid of Laremy Tunsil, Gucci-wearing ass, and now you ain't went got you some boys that are ready to play some football like Nick Chubb, and you go get them Iowa State boys. Now y'all going to see something different. I like Nick Cayley, and I ain't met him yet, but I'm going to meet his ass when I go over there to watch them boys in training camp. But I got a feeling Nick Cayley got something up his sleeve that's going to allow C.J. Stroud to be the quarterback that everybody in the NFL know he is. And if they keep ranking my boy behind Dak Prescott and Sunshine and all these other boys, they need to close all the most silly-ass apps up in our hollow.
Well, all right. Covered a lot of ground there.
You covered a lot of ground, and you want to know the part that immediately jumped out to me?
What's that?
Larry still think these young boys wearing skinny jeans?
Yeah.
Still? Still? Nah, there were some points in there, including how weird it was, like that Shaq Mason ended up playing again in that game later. Like, that was just service to veteran, right?
Yeah. Did he get signed, or is he still out there?
That is a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
That I did not check on. I admittedly was not trying to see what Shaq Mason been up to be entirely honest.
You didn't need to tell me any stats. I knew he was the worst.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He said he was out here fighting for his life to prove that Bobby Slowick wasn't no good. Now we know he was literally the worst play call in the last 15 years. Yeah. I imagine you could shut people up by saying that. There you go.
It's a help. It'll help.
It seems like he is still a free agent there, Shaq Mason. And to be fair, I couldn't blame very many teams for looking at last year's tape.
Yeah.
And,
he going out like that, huh?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is about the time where we hand things over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us?
Yeah. So I got a crazy news story about a failed murder plot in Arizona.
What?
Plus a former Rocket is trying to protect his fingers. Explain why.
Okay, that's a tease. We'll do it next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. So it was a crazy story. Something that happened last year, but it was still making headlines because of more developments and stuff like that. So it was a kind of a plot to murder situation.
Kind of a plot to murder situation.
Yes. Okay. Right. So I'm going to play this story from Channel 12 News in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It's a city called, what's the name of this city? It is called, I want to say Surprise,
Arizona. Oh, yeah, Surprise, Arizona, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm going to play this news story. And what I'm going to do, I want y'all to point to me if y'all want. If y'all want me to stop so y'all can kind of react to it, because my wife was playing this story and I was like, wait, what? I had to make sure this story was real, but here's the story from Channel News in Surprise, Arizona.
And an unusual story here, new details about a murder plot thought up by fifth grade girls at a West Valley school.
Press pause.
Yeah, right there.
Press pause.
Right
wait.
There. That's quick and that's good enough right there.
What? Is little girls in here plotting to kill? Like, I know that, you know, and okay, this ends up in, you know, talk matters of sex or whatever have you, right? And gender, whatever. Little girls sometimes can be, you know, a little menacing, especially in the school age. You know, there can be cliques and types of things. Mm-hmm. There can even be dealings in psychological warfare.
Yeah.
Moida?
Yeah. Let's get deeper than this. Watch
what?
This.
All right.
The girls accused of planning to stab their classmate and to try to make it look like a suicide.
According to the Surprise police report, one of the suspects allegedly had just broken up with the boy they were targeting. Some of the suspects told officers they didn't think they were going to go through with this plan, and they were too scared to tell an adult what was going on. A conversation between four fifth-grade girls at recess turned into a criminal investigation. According to a newly obtained police report, the girls are accused of plotting to kill their classmate at Legacy Traditional School in West Surprise by luring him into an outside bathroom and stabbing him in the stomach. Quote, just end him is what they allegedly agreed.
Stop that right there. You got fifth grade girls. First of all, this is having a boyfriend, you know, and in fifth grade, it's one thing to have crushes and all this other stuff. That's set that aside.
Oh, are you about to? Wait.
No, but.
When are they allowed to have boyfriends?
Lopez? Like you can have your crushes. Boyfriend, what? Eighth grade? Ninth grade? Anyway, that's a side.
I'm sure Aaliyah had a boyfriend in the fifth grade.
No, she didn't.
Not that you knew of.
But end him? Lure him to an outside bathroom and stab him in the chest? Here's where they had a plan. Like, clearly this was not just like, oh, I wish he were dead, like kids are wont to say, you know? Like, they had a plan to kill this cat.
Yeah, these quotes sound less like, I mean, at least that I, fifth grade girls or fifth grade children that I know of, it sounds more like cartoon villains. Like, that's what it sounds. End him is just something I cannot imagine that being said by a child per se.
Sound like a Lifetime movie. Some adults.
Does.
And a fair point from the 929 on the text line. Suicide by stabbing. At least we know that it's their first time. Yeah. Yep. That is fair. That's a good point.
Here's more on this story.
Pun while sitting at a lunch table on October 1st, 2024. Each of the girls had a role in the plan, which included wearing gloves to hide fingerprints, forging a suicide note, and having lookouts. The plan didn't pan out because another classmate overheard their conversation and told her parent and the school resource officer. The arresting officer notes three of the girls and their families appeared remorseful and apologized.
Wait, but press pause. I noticed there was four.
Yeah.
They were like, three of them really cared.
Yeah.
Also, what is this, Ocean's 11? They all had separate roles to play?
Yes.
And let's wear some gloves so they won't get our fingerprints. They were thinking like that.
They were. And I want to see what the suicide note would have looked like with the child's hand. Well, it would have been a child, I guess.
Well, so. Also, yeah, their little girls. They were writing in crayon. Immaculate. Come on, let's be honest. The handwriting was probably immaculate. But they would have been able to tell when the little boy, when they saw that the eyes were dotted with hearts. You know what I mean? That would have thrown him off a little bit.
Girl smiled, laughed, and made excuses.
Let me go back to this part real quick so y'all can make sure y'all hear this part.
Smiled, laughed, and made excuses. Remorseful and apologized, but one girl smiled, laughed, and made excuses. And a spokesperson.
That's a killer.
Keep that little girl away from me.
That's a killer right there. The cops, and you're in fifth grade, and a police officer or officer showed up in your school, you'd be terrified. She laughed.
Well, they got SROs now, so like they're...
Doesn't matter. The authorities. The authorities.
Yeah,
She laughed.
I don't know about that one. Yeah. I used to be scared when the teacher said, I'm calling your mama.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, clearly there's a different level of authority than police there. My mom?
Yeah.
Might as well call the feds at that point.
Well, they kind of did. They kind of did.
Person for Legacy Traditional Schools tells me the safety and well-being of their students is their top priority and that they acted immediately and appropriate with the help of law enforcement on this matter from last year. I also talked to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, who tells me misdemeanor charges were referred to them last year and this case has since been adjudicated.
That is wild.
How do you have to feel if you was that boy? That little kid.
I know.
Well, thankful that somebody heard it and spoke up.
These
five girls or four girls tried to kill me.
One of them was laughing about it in the officer's face.
That is terrifying. It's terrifying.
Keep them kids away from me.
That's right.
And from 713 said, kids kill quite often. It's over the national level. I guess I've been inoculated some ways from thinking about that.
I think I'm more intrigued by the plan they had.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's write a suicide letter, mm-hmm. and y'all be the lookouts. I'm going to go in there and stab them in the stomach,
mm-hmm.
and make sure we all wearing gloves because we don't want our finger. What?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's enough law and order for all of you. No more. No more law and order. Y'all got too many ideas in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I do kind of wish that was a Law & Order episode. I wonder how they will handle that.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I would like it so much if that was not a real news story, but it was a Law & Order episode. Like, as a Law & Order episode, like, maybe I could just...
If it was a Law & Order episode, I'd be like, man, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you wouldn't buy it
now.
You wouldn't buy it.
But now I'm like, this really happened?
Yeah, yeah.
That is crazy. T's and P's to everybody involved. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
We got to get some prayers to this guy as well, too. Former Rocket, Dylan Brooks. So apparently
that feels weird already.
It do feel weird. But Dylan Brooks is seeking a restraining order against Heather Andrews, who is the mother of his two children, alleging emotional abuse and threats to cut off his fingers.
So
Brooks made the request for a restraining order against Andrews on this past Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
According to TMZ. And in the filing, Brooks alleged that Andrews made violent threats against him, damaged his property, hacked into his various social media accounts throughout their relationship. And among her violent threats, he claimed that she will cut off his fingers.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Yeah. That is Yep, you need that restraining order first and foremost. Absolutely. I guess here's where I'll start. I'm happy that it does not feel like we have like reached a point where anything like physical actually happened between them. That is a good thing, because typically like we get these kinds of informations after somebody has been physically assaulted. Now, of course, there's already been a damaging of property, which, you know, that's tough. But at the very least, like, nobody has gotten like physically harmed as of this point, which is good. But yeah, that is terrifying to hear.
Well, and it seemed like they had a long, relatively long relationship.
I mean, long enough to have a child, or two children, rather.
I think one, if I read that right, one of them, 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
You know how I found out about this story, Figgy? Yeah. One of my favorite headline writers on the planet, Black Sports Online.
What the headlines say.
I just love their headlines. Y'all ready?
No, I'm not, but you're going to do it anyway.
Yes, I am. Sons Dylan Brooks played in the snow but got frostbite.
Okay.
Files restraining order against his Milk of Magnesia.
Heather All right.
Goodness
for
gracious.
For threatening to cut off his fingers. These are the greatest headlines ever.
Goodness gracious.
That is crazy. But it's a little more to the story. So
there's still more. There's more.
A little bit more. Mm-hmm. So him and Drake don't really rock with each other, which is shocking because they both from Canada. I would have thought they would have had some type of little respect for each other.
Yeah.
But apparently they don't rock with each other. And here's Drake's song on his album back in 2023 called For All the Dogs. And he was pretty much addressing this very situation on the song called Another Late Night. Pretty much taking a shot at Dylan Brooks.
Hey, thinking about this pill I took, pillow talking, shorty rinsing Dylan Brooks, can't believe this again talking, damn, my bank account is mag, know you're Millie rocking, hey, widows in my comments talking about some Millie Bobby, look, bring them jokes up to the game, we get to really flopping, I send a finger to your mama and some FedEx boxes.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh,
wow. Dropping, really shocking.
So he pretty much addressed this back in 2023, but
sending the fingers in a FedEx box.
I guess people like us had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
Oh, so you're saying that Drake knew about the threats?
Yeah,
he knew about the whole finger situation
2 years ago, or going on 2 years ago.
Yeah, and by the way, these two having issues because of probably messing around with the same women.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that's wild about sports is that you would think, hey, y'all got this level of y'all got this level of reach. How is the pool so small? Except, like, you know, there are tangible reasons because, you know, certain people know what the game is, and you would imagine it works. It's just the downsides are very down.
Yes,
with
they
these
are.
Situations.
Yes, they are.
This is kind of a callous way to look at it. Now, isn't it? From the 281, of course, it's a good thing nothing happened. The trade isn't official yet. All right. Okay. That is, yeah, man. I didn't realize that this was the Women Be Tripping episode of the mixtape.
Yeah. So, like I said, T's and P's to everybody in this situation, man.
Yeah.
Cut off his fingers, huh?
Yeah. But I'll get y'all out of here on this. I don't think this guy gonna cut any fingers. But Kendrick Perkins, the pride of Beaumont, Texas.
That's right.
He had a little message for one Bill Simmons. And before I get to that message, here's what Bill Simmons had to say. I want to say it was during the NBA draft the first night. And he was weighing in on Toronto's draft pick.
Okay.
Toronto took Colin Murray-Boyles, leading Kendrick Perkins. I didn't know which telecast to watch. It was like, do I take this samurai sword and jam it into my temple? Or do I take this chainsaw and saw my leg off? I couldn't figure it out. They took Colin Murray-Boyles, and Perk said they have the pieces. And they're a top six team in the East. And at that point, I started looking for a third ESPN channel, but there are only two.
So apparently, Kendrick Perkins didn't really appreciate Simmons had to say. And here's a little PSA for Ben Simmons, courtesy of Kendrick Perkins.
Just leaving set, heading to this other event that I got to do, thinking about Bill Simmons, Cupcake Gas. Always got my name in his mouth, but I'm going to address you Sunday, okay? Believe that. I'm going to address you on my special edition, me only, yours truly, Sunday on Road Tripping. And I'm going to get on your ass like back pockets because I'm not tired of you. I don't know who anointed you, the preacher or a king of the head honcho of overseeing basketball and way things need to be. Man, what have you done? You got your feelings. Because I feel like the Toronto Raptors are going to be a top six seed in the Eastern Conference this upcoming season. So?
You know,
and that video was about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So I had to cut it short.
And that was just the warm up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And wait for Sunday.
Yeah. So he's about to be on his ass like pockets. And I was like, wow, I hadn't heard that one before. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. I've got to say, I kind of understand where Bill Simmons is coming from on the front. Like, we talked about it
maybe not as graphically.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Bill Simmons does have a propensity mm-hmm. for talking about folks in a way that feels disrespectful. And me personally, I wouldn't go about things like that. I'm not telling him what to do. He's a grown man. He makes his own decisions. However, I feel like one of the main things that you got to remember at any given time, you out here in these streets, you can get touched.
Yeah.
Act accordingly.
Yeah.
Right?
The thing is he really out in these streets or he's just at the crib doing the podcast?
Well, no,
and stuff?
He's doing it at the podcast. But when I say that, I think you understand. It's not just like, you exist in society. Probably have a level of couth in the way that you talk about folks, man. Like, mm-hmm. I think we've all seen the person who, no matter what they say it kind of crazy. And you can't be out here just talking crazy to people because eventually someone's going to take it the wrong way and threaten to cut your fingers off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll get y'all out of here on this, too, because apparently he do have a history of this.
Yes.
And I want to say this was back, I forgot the year, but he had a little run-in with Doc Rivers. Mm-hmm. And this was right after he left the Boston Celtics to go coach the Clippers, right, I want to say. And this is him on this is somebody asking Doc Rivers on the ESPN covers of the draft. And apparently Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Bill Simmons apparently accused Doc Rivers of quitting on the Boston Celtics. And a reporter decided to ask Doc Rivers, hey, how you feel about what Bill Simmons had to say?
Right. Bill Simmons tonight said he thought you quit on the Celtics. What's your response to that?
I would like to call him an idiot, but I'm too classy for that. So, I mean, that's just his opinion. That didn't happen. And he really needs to know the whole truth, which he doesn't.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
All right.
Back to you guys.
Okay. So you heard what Doc had to say? What's your reaction to that?
The truth keeps changing. I mean, he's given different quotes about this. He didn't know. He did know. He kind of knew. He wanted the trade to happen. He was coming back. He needed a year off. When he sticks to a story, I'll believe the truth.
Apparently, he got this in his blood, man.
Doubled down.
Yeah.
I'd
like to call him an idiot, but I'm not.
Truly, because I'm classy. Truly a heady play.
Yeah.
Like, where you're... It's a great sleight of hand, which I mean it's not really that much sleight of hand.
But I'm not going to say idiot.
I would like to call you a stupid MF-er, but I got clash, you know?
I didn't, but also I did. So do with that what you will. There you go. That's Figgy's mixtape every weekday right here in the loop.
Salute
on Sports
to the reporter even asking that, too.
Sure, man. Yeah.
I mean, look, might as well. He right here. You want to say anything to him? Yeah? No? Okay,
they
cool.
They went right to Bill Simmons and said, thoughts?
Maybe messy.
Maybe that's why the draft wasn't as good this year. Maybe you need some of that.
We need more mess. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We need more drama. That's why it needs to be on TNT. No, I'm just playing. In the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, 1:20 p.m. every weekday for the mixtape at the Figgy Fig on social media if you want to get at him with anything that you see out here in these internet streets. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to check in with the fellas of The Drive as they are on remote out there in Michigan. Before we get there, though, the Rockets have made, or at least there's reporting on what the Rockets will do once the free agency time period opens up. We'll talk about that coming down next.
Yeah, man, and stop dreaming about it and start living it.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Hope that you've had a good one to this point. There's still a lot of Friday there for you to enjoy. On a DJ Screw Day here in Houston. Also, make sure that you get your appropriate screwed up listening. You maybe get that LaToya Luck torn that B. Scott was
gonna hit that?
Advocating for. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to go listen to that in full. Appreciation to B. Scott. Oh, you brought it back up? It sounds good. It does. We know B. Scott has good taste. In sports and in hoop, and music. That was what I was trying to do.
Sports and hoop.
Yeah, sports and hoops. Hoop is something entirely different. Sports and music. appreciate him. Appreciate our guy Sean Pendergast for lending their voices to the show today. Before we go, a few things. First and foremost, this weekend, all love and support to the Houston SaberCats as they go and try and win Major League Rugby Championship. So support them. Obviously, some love to the Dynamo as well as they've got a home match tomorrow. But Shams Charania, you're familiar with him, correct?
Mm-hmm, very much.
He covers the NBA. He's the NBA insider for ESPN. And he sent out a tweet not all that long ago about this Houston Rockets team. As I'm already anticipating the upped level of coverage that this Houston Rockets team will have this season from being good and then adding KD. But Shams Charania was tweeting and he sent this. The Houston Rockets intend to sign their free agents, Jayshon Tate, Aaron Holiday, and Jeff Green on new contracts and bring them all back for next season. So, I mean, that is a clear indication of what the Rockets are wanting to do. The legal tampering period when it comes to like gearing up for free agency before the deals can actually be signed or what have you starts on Monday. But one, do you like this general idea? And two, which of those for you is the most important of those three that to be signing back for the Rockets?
I think right now probably Aaron Holiday. I've had a little bit of reticence, skepticism about what you're going to do at point guard beyond Fred VanVleet. I have a lot of confidence that. Well, I have confidence. I have confidence.
He's like, don't say a lot.
Don't say a lot.
But confidence does exist in some amount.
With Reed Shepard. But you got, and I think this should please you. You've been a big Aaron Holiday guy, but is that the one that intrigues you the most?
I think so. I think it is Aaron Holiday because, especially if, the early reporting is true, not to say that I disbelieve Kelly Eco one bit, but the idea that Cam Whitmore has been kind of talked about in trades. Obviously, he said the situation is fluid. Yeah. That's what Eco said about the possibility of, I guess, trade activity around Cam Whitmore. But I was looking at Cam Whitmore as a dude who has offense in his pocket, and that is something that maybe he would have an opportunity, or at least I thought that maybe he would have an opportunity to produce for this Rockets team in this upcoming season when you need to figure out what your offense looks like. If he is at least being considered to be traded, that seems to mean that they have him on the outside of their general, focus plans. And so I need to see more offensive guys that you feel confident getting out here. And you talked about it, right? Reed Shepard as your backup point guard and having those opportunities. I do feel confident in that. However, you cannot treat that as an absolute. And having a backup that also fits within what Ime Udoka wants to do is important, right? For me, and I think I made this analogy off air, so I'll make it on air here. It feels like you could find point guards in this league, but what the Rockets want is an additional level of expectation than just regular free agents. For me, it's almost like in college football, if you are coaching at Georgia Tech, you have to get a guy who can play football, but also in addition to it, Georgia Tech doesn't lower their academic standards, so you got to get a guy that can go and take algebra and calculus and stuff, right? That seems like the same thing that the Rockets have as well. You got to be able to play the position, but you also got to be able to play defense. You got to be able to adhere to the things that the Rockets want, particularly. Aaron Holiday has already proved that he can do that. Yeah. Plus, he can knock down shots. He can shoot the three. He feels like he fits all the things, and he's not going to be exorbitant. So him, Jeff Green, who I think would also be important in this as a guy that could space, knock down shots, but also play big. And then Jayshon Tate, obviously, I don't mean to, lower him at all. He also, all three of those guys were part of this like kind of stay ready crew where they also very much are comfortable sitting, being a part of the team, knowing their role, but when they are needed, stepping into that space without ego, without any level of attitude. And that's going to be absolutely necessary because those guys, you can't guarantee they're going to be in the rotation, but you will have moments where you need them because, as you mentioned, KD has missed somewhere around 20 games and you can't expect to be entirely healthy. One of those guys, maybe two of those guys, maybe all those guys will have to step into the Rockets team in a rotation in a game and have to produce.
And knowing that's their role.
And they've done that.
And knowing it, being comfortable with it. And certainly, I just like the fact that Aaron Holiday has been proven in this league and it gives you a little backdrop, something to fall back on if things don't work out at the point guard position.
Yeah. I agree. So it looks like the Rockets are, again, even more so leaning on the idea of largely continuity with the added bonus of a high-level scorer in Kevin Durant added on top. There still remains to be things to be seen because, that's a big Kelly Eco kind of bomb that came down today that Cam Whitmore has been discussed in trade situations. To what end, I don't know. But these are all things that we're going to be watching as the Rockets are trying to put together a team that should be trying to go and contend, championship or bust, as we said.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.